tell us about the excitement of starting the season.
Oh, we're ready to go. I mean, it's always fun. This day is one of the best days of the year. The only day better, I should say, is tomorrow when we actually do it. It's just the build-up. We've been waiting a long time, working really hard, and now to get on the field and play, it's an exciting time for us.
Some good competition coming into town. What can you tell us about this field of teams?
Well, all three of these teams competed for conference championships. Ohio State actually played postseason. They didn't compete for their championship. But just all three really well coached, feisty, get after it kind of teams, high energy. And, you know, we're going to have a target on our back. There's no question about that. So everybody, I feel like everybody who comes in and plays is going to have their best day. They're going to be excited to play.
What about some, maybe one or two of the newcomers that might start tomorrow? You determine that, who we might see right off the bat this weekend?
Well, I'm excited to see Sarah Hudak out in right field. She's a great athlete, great arm, great bat. I think she's going to bring a lot to our team. Lexi Smith, one of our pitchers, transfer out of Temple. She's someone that we could likely see at some point, if not tomorrow, certainly during the weekend to get her start. And Kelby Fortenberry's another one, a freshman, who's going to get her opportunities. A lot of speed, athleticism, and outfielder. And then Peyton McBride, another freshman, lefty, who's going to get playing time this weekend too. So there's several of our new kids that are going to get out there and have opportunities.
And having some of those freshmen coach, but now you've got players coming back who were freshmen last year, now sophomores, so they've got a year under their belt. And O'Keeley stands out first and foremost, your leadoff hitter.
Yeah, we've got great returning players, and our junior class is really strong. Our sophomore class is really strong, and I feel like we've backed it up with another really good recruiting class of freshmen. So, Keeley with her experience and her speed, and Caitlin Aldering is another really good one out there that's going to be a sophomore. And then that junior class with Vidalis and Walters and Coyas and Russell. I mean, all those kids have had really quality innings for us. So we're a young ball club. We only have two seniors on our ball club, but we have experience because of those kids in the junior class who've been playing since the first day their freshman year.
You talk about your pitchers and what you expect from them this year.
Yeah, I feel good about our pitching staff. I mean, we have to stay healthy. That's always the key. But it's the first time in several years that we've had a staff that we feel like really complements each other. And they're all very different. Some are hard throwers. Some throw up. Some throw down. We got a lefty in the mix now. And as someone who changes speed. So I'm excited about the staff, and some of them are untested, so we'll have to see how that goes. But Shao is looking really good. She's really improved her location and accuracy, which needed to happen. It'll help her be more efficient. And then Harrington, knock on wood, right now is healthy for us, so she's going to be a big key. We need her to stay healthy all year long.
I think somebody asked it earlier, but a little nostalgia having the last opening day here at this ballpark?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a ballpark that we've grown to love, even with all its warts and drawbacks. I mean, it's a place that we love to play, and all we think about is our crowd and what they bring to this stadium, and really our cherished field that Craig Potts gets ready for us every single day. And it's the best playing field in the country. There's no place that's got a better playing field and surface and more immaculate. So it's really nice to have people that take pride in this stadium. And we look forward to moving on to bigger and better.
What have you been working on in the off season to prepare for this tournament?
Well, we've worked really hard on our defense and the infield in particular, just working on our quickness and better reads off the bat, just being more aggressive in the infield. Offensively, we've just gotten better. I think we even have more power than we had last year and more speed for sure. And then pitching, just working on having our pitchers change speeds and being able to complement each other so that we don't have to rely on someone to go seven innings, but we can use someone. You know, every year we're wanting to do that, and this is a year that we actually can make that happen.
I think Riley said y'all brought in a visions coach.
Yeah, we've been working on just and vision is such a huge part of the game. And, you know, for a coach, a lot of times you think, well, we need to do a better job with our footwork or whatever it may be. But it starts with your vision. It starts with how you track the ball and how you pick it up. And and what kind of reads you can get. So it's been really great to work with Ryan Harrison with Slow the Game Down and just see what our kids have done with it. And it really does slow the game down, so it's been fun to see our kids work hard at it.